This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 22nd of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day in Israel is warm with bright skies over Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa, a perfect day to be outside. In Jerusalem, temperatures are comfortable, while Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant breeze. Haifa is slightly cooler with clear skies. Tonight promises a mild evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF escalates its robot wars against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon's Bint Jobel. Also, Ynet brings news from earlier this hour that a second French soldier has died following a Hezbollah attack in southern Lebanon, according to President Macron. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF says Hezbollah's rocket fire violates the ceasefire, with a launcher struck after an attack on troops in southern Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News informs us that a French peacekeeper has succumbed to wounds sustained in a Hezbollah attack. And finally, from Forward Just Now, New York City's top Jewish officials urge Mayor Mamdani to recognize Israel's centrality to Jewish identity. Reaction has been swift on social media. Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, posting just minutes ago, praises Israel and its people for their resilience in the face of ongoing attacks. Yoni Mishani, an Israeli-American commentator, writing recently, critiques Thomas Friedman's New York Times column, highlighting inaccuracies that need addressing. Times of Israel shares moments from Tel Aviv, showing how Israelis are celebrating Independence Day this year. Let's go deeper. The Jerusalem Post details how the IDF is increasing its use of robotic technology in Bint Jabal, targeting Hezbollah's weapons infrastructure. This marks a significant shift in military tactics. The use of robots aims to minimize soldier exposure and enhance precision in operations. This could change the landscape of warfare in the region. Turning to the report from Ynet, President Macron confirms the death of a second French soldier following a Hezbollah attack. This comes after an initial attack that killed one soldier and injured others. The incident underscores the ongoing risks faced by international forces in Lebanon. It may strain diplomatic relations between France and Lebanon. Meanwhile, the IDF's response to Hezbollah's rocket fire, as reported by JNS, highlights the fragile nature of the ceasefire. The military strike on the launcher comes after the attack on its troops. This escalation could lead to further tensions in southern Lebanon, affecting civilian safety and regional stability. Starting with the I-24 News report, a French peacekeeper's death from wounds inflicted by Hezbollah adds to the casualties of international forces in the region. This incident stresses the dangerous environment for peacekeepers in Lebanon. It may prompt international calls for heightened security measures. And in New York City, Forward reports that Jewish leaders urge Mayor Zohran Mamdani to address concerns of Jewish New Yorkers. This highlights the ongoing dialogue about Israel's significance in Jewish identity. It reflects broader discussions on cultural and political recognition within diverse communities. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Artlist, an Israeli startup, reaches $300 million in annual recurring revenue. The company is betting on AI video workflows to address challenges in generative content. Separately, Globes reveals that a house in Ramat Gan sold for $8.4 million. This sale reflects the ongoing demand in Israel's real estate market, particularly in sought-after neighborhoods like Ramat Efal. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Azrieli shopping centers are adopting a new branding language. This move aims to enhance their appeal as a combined leisure and shopping destination. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.